Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back. We apologize for the delay here. Something came up here with John, so we're not able to. He's not able to join us here tonight. But so you're stuck with Alexa and Phil. I almost said Phil and Alexa. I'm speaking in the
Alexa
third person.
Well, it is Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa. You know, we're trying to keep it consistent.
Keep it consistent. I don't want to put you first too much here. But you're stuck with just Alexa and I. So sorry, everybody. You're going to have to suck it up.
This doesn't happen often, but you are stuck with just the two of us.
Yeah. So hopefully you can get through this. Hopefully this is okay for all of you. And we're going to do some power rankings and predictions for episode 10 of Survivor Ghost Island, where there's 11 people left. So let's just roll. So let's just do it like we used to here, huh?
I know, back to the old days. I feel like we're going to run out of conversation topics with just the two.
I know, and maybe we'll pick out of a hat for what the power rankings for the Survivor, so that whoever comes on next.
I was thinking about that. Should we pick out of a hat, or do you want to throw your hat in the ring? Because you know you could use some redemption here.
You want me to do like two power rankings?
Oh no, excuse me. Oh, power rankings. I didn't even think about that. I'm already thinking ahead to the eliminator game.
I could pick the eliminator for them, and I could pick somebody who definitely goes home so that the survivors finally lose.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah. That'd be
but fun. For the power rankings.
Why don't we like flip a coin or I don't know. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, well, I think we just pull them out of a hat. I think that's what Gordon Holmes did the one time when somebody couldn't join him for like the 1 week. They didn't get theirs in, or they couldn't join or something. And he just picked them out of a hat.
I have a piece of paper. Yeah.
You could just pick them out of a hat, so we'll just roll with it. I think that's fun.
Do you want to give me your number one, and I'll do a quick just write them out?
Yeah. We'll give Alexa time here. My number one is not surprising. My number one is Dominic. Dom last week recovered pretty well. Wendell was the one who was in a little bit more trouble. Wendell was the one who, you know, they were at least gunning for Michael and all them. So Wendell was the one. I feel like they're all more worried that Wendell can actually win the game. Dom still has his idol. And I think Michael's going to be a huge target this week. I think it's going to be really hard for him to be able to pull anybody over to his side. So I think that Michael's in for a real hard time here. But Dominic, it seems like people are looking at Wendell as the bigger threat than Dominic. I mean, Wendell can, you know, compete in the challenges. He's really likable. He tells Laurel he has an idol. That actually freaks Laurel out more than it helps. So I think that even though Wendell's probably safe this week, I just put Dom at number one because, yeah, why not? I mean, how is he going to go home with the idol? And I don't think they're going to be able to blindside him. I actually don't think that the numbers are there for it to happen. It seems like Kellen and Chelsea and Dez are still on this, you know, Navidi, Navidi, Navidi. I mean, that's what we saw last week. That's what we've been seeing all season. So,
you know, yeah, I'm aligned with you. I have Dominic at number one also, and I agree with all of your above points. But I think we had talked about this in our recap on Wednesday. For once, the relationship between Dominic and Wendell, their role has been reversed. I've been saying for so long that Wendell can hide behind Dominic. I think after the way that we saw Wendell last week and the way that we saw Dominic last week, Wendell was crushing it in the challenge. He was telling Laurel about his idol and she was feeling a little sketchy. He's becoming a big power player. And Dominic said in a confessional, I need to lay back. I just made this whole stink about Chris. I need to just turn it off for a little bit. So I think now Dominic has somebody to hide behind. And I think that's a great position to be in. Like we've been saying for so long, people just really like Dominic. I think that's really going to help him. And I think he's an easy number one. He still has that idol and no one really thinks he does anymore. Cause I think the legacy advantage was the whole, you know, that was the big firework moment.
Yeah, exactly. And I like that they all still make fun of the stupid shell and all that stuff. So yeah, I think that it's gotta be Dominic. Do you have this like written out? Can you pull this out of a hat so we can say who the survivor has at number one?
I haven't torn them up yet, but what I can do is close my eyes and point at it.
Oh wow! Because you won't remember possibly the order you put it.
Okay, ready? Tell me when to hit the paper.
Wait. First of all, I want to say so. Since we couldn't get John here, are we saying we're doing this podcast with Purple Kelly, and that's who we're going to put down here?
Oh, we should totally do that. That's a fantastic. All right. Idea. So this is or Chelsea. This is either or.
Well, Chelsea can't do it on her own season.
Oh, no, also, then people would think it was accidentally. Rigged. Yeah, that'd be bad.
People would think it was rigged. So we're going to do Purple Kelly here. So this podcast, I might actually put that in there.
We should have contacted Purple Kelly. That would have been a great person to reach out to.
That would have been funny. Yes. So I guess Purple Kelly, who does she have here?
Okay, Purple Kelly has Wendell at number one. She's pretty good. She's smart.
Yeah, that's a good pick there. It's like almost as smart as latching onto Nayanka and quitting at the same time as her. So we're going to put Wendell there. I'm sure the reasoning is sound, but we're not going to give them a sound bite. So, oh no. Go ahead, Alexa.
Wendell is Purple Kelly's number one. I'll go down to my number two, which is Kellen. I think Kellen's in a great position. She has an extra vote, which no one's been talking about. I know they're not going to show that until it comes up, but she's got that extra vote. I think she's in this kind of Navidi girls alliance, but no one's really looking at them. Everyone's kind of looking at Dominic and Wendell. And so I think Kellen's in a really good position. I think she's got Dez on her side. She's got Chelsea on her side. And again, no one's really looking at her. I think she's in a really fantastic position moving forward.
So you have Kellen there, huh?
Yep.
So Alexa and I just got a message here. So I'm going to go and I'm going to say my number two, I actually have Donathan. I think Donathan is in a really good spot here. It seems like he's like a middleman here, but he's definitely in Wendell's crew here. You know, it seems like that group of four wants him. And so if he's that tight, and it seems like he's actually got some pull. I mean, it seems like he wants to make a move, but he's not actually making the move. I don't see Donathan as somebody who's going to end up winning the game, but I think in terms of like how he's playing, I think that he's in a really, really good spot here. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to say Donathan number two. I don't see him going this week and I don't know how he's going to go, but I feel like he's probably going to get close to the final three, and hey, maybe he does get into the final three, you know, maybe he does actually make it to that point. So I don't know.
I don't know what to do with him either, because we've been talking about, oh, he's got the story, like he's got to make it to the end. He's kind of the only one who has this long, like, personal arc that's been going. But we're not – I mean, we're sort of seeing a gameplay arc, but you mentioned recently that it doesn't seem like he's getting credit for any moves that very well could be his. So I don't really know what they're doing with him either. I am now going to pick Purple Kelly's second.
There you go. This is exciting.
Position. Purple Kelly picked Chelsea.
Wow, that's a ballsy pick there.
Yes, she's very confident in her decision. I mean, I'll play a little bit of devil's advocate here. Chelsea is in the majority. And when Michael and the original Malolos were first pitching to those Navidis on that new Malolo beach, they were saying, hey, Chelsea, hey, Sebastian, you guys are on the bottom. They called them out. Obviously, in the moment, that didn't work. But that probably got a little bit of like, you know, the cogs started turning a little bit. But I mean, we're seeing Chelsea being a part of every decision. We're seeing her strategize. I know that who gets credit for what is up in the air. I know Bradley and Kellen seem to have been a part of that, sort of been the minds behind like those first.
Yeah, that whole Malolo pagonging, the beginning of the end.
Yeah, exactly. But I think Chelsea's in a good position. I mean, no one's afraid of her challenge-wise. People don't really seem to be afraid of her. I think people like her, and I think there are way bigger threats out there. So might as well.
Yeah, I will say, too, I'm looking at the chat here, and people are saying, like, the preview saying that Desiree's pitting Navidi against Malolo. I'm not really buying it. I don't think that that's going to happen. It doesn't make sense for Desiree. She's been really close with Kellen, and I just don't see that happening. So I think that this is a red herring. But I agree. I mean, like Chelsea, I don't have Chelsea at the bottom here this week, and I haven't had Chelsea at the bottom in a couple weeks. We still aren't seeing really anything from Chelsea, but yeah. I think that like Chelsea's okay. Like right now it's going to be interesting to me. Like let's say Michael wins immunity, right? What happens if Michael wins immunity? Does Jenna go home even though she's so close with Sebastian? It doesn't seem like Laurel or Donathan are going to go. It doesn't seem like Wendell and Dominic are going to let that happen. So is that maybe why Desiree is saying, I'm going to pit Navidi against Navidi, because she can't get Jenna to go home, or because she can't get Donathan or Laurel to go home. Like, that's really the only thing I'm thinking. And maybe we have like a Trezant situation back in One World where Michael wins immunity this week and then goes home next week when, you know, his time was really up this week. And I mean, I feel like Jenna would still go home in this situation, but maybe like that's why Desiree is trying to pit Navidi against Navidi. I still think it's a red herring though.
I think it's such a red herring. I think, I mean, Desiree of all people is the one who has been so Navidi strong. Like she and Kellen, I feel like Kellen's been socializing with everyone else, like the Malolos more so than Desiree. I think it's a red herring. I think they're really just going to like try to make something and then like Jenner Michael goes home. I mean, they're kind of at the bottom of my power rankings, spoiler alert. But I'll move on to my number three, which is Sebastian. I had him pretty high up. I've had him pretty high up for a while actually. And, I mean, he's good in challenges. Phil, I know your argument against him is that he's one of like three or four muscle people left, but no one is afraid of him. And he didn't do well in the eating challenge, which to be fair is like a great equalizer kind of challenge. But I mean, he hasn't won any challenges. I mean, I don't even think he won the reward challenge. So I don't know how much he's carrying. No,
you said that, how did we lose that?
Oh yeah. Great point. He didn't win that.
Yeah.
You know, he's associated with Jenna, but I don't think anyone's like looking at her as this like terrifying figure of the Malolo spirit. And he's in the majority. He could very well make the final tribal council, or he gets voted, you know, loses in that fire making challenge. I think Sebastian's perfectly fine.
The way I'm seeing this kind of shape up for Sebastian, I think you have him a little too high here because I think his time is coming. I don't have him much lower, but I do think his time is coming. But when I look at like Sebastian and how he's set up in this game right now, he has absolutely zero pull. And it's just him and Jenna like together. Sebastian's out there more for the adventure than for the game. Like we see that all the time. So he's out there more for the adventure than for the game. And so what I sit here and as I watch Sebastian, I feel like what's going to happen is Jenna's going to go home and then Sebastian's going to closely follow. Like, he's going to realize, like, oh, man, I had no pull. Jenna's going to go home. He's going to be like, oh, my God, they voted out, like, my island girlfriend. And then he's going to get voted out next because I just don't think he has, like, a real tight bond with anybody out there. I mean, early on in the game, we saw him actually bonding with Chris more than anybody else, which was weird within itself. So so that's what I'm thinking with this. I think Sebastian's going to be, like, right after Jenna. Or at least they're going to go close to each other. Maybe Sebastian even goes before Jenna, but I just don't see that happening. I just don't think anybody's looking at Sebastian as any type of threat. It'd be random for him to go this week when there's just so much else going on. Like, would you really be worried that the only way he goes maybe is if they're worried that somebody else has an idol and they're like, let's just get rid of Sebastian because he doesn't. But I'm just not buying that Sebastian's going to go home at 11 here. We've seen we really haven't seen much from the guy since early on. And maybe he's getting that Ken type edit where he gets a lot early on, nothing happens, and then goes home.
Yeah, it very well could be.
Or goes all the way to the end, I mean. I'm sorry. It goes all the way to the end.
Ken type edit, strictly by an editing perspective, nothing in common as
a person
perspective, of course.
No, well, they're both out there more for the experience in the game. I think that's
exactly. Okay, so you did your number three. Do you want me to go with
I actually didn't do my number three, but if you
You were talking about Sebastian.
You did Sebastian at three. I have Kellen at three. I think that Kellen, the way that this is shaping up for her is she's going to get she's going to hit like this, like Kelly Wentworth thing, I feel like, where she's kind of like Kelly Wentworth was never really in control of her own game. She just had the idol and like had to like scramble and stuff. But I feel like Kellen's in control of her own game. But what I'm thinking is like, she's going to get so close and lose. And it's going to be like, dang, she was a huge fan. She got so close. And how is she going to like, you know, what's going to happen to her at that point? So I don't think she goes home yet. I don't think anybody's looking at her as a threat because she's the head of the smaller portion of this alliance, even though she actually has like the majority of people. Because if you look at Navidi, there's a bunch of them there. And I feel like Kellen can pull Desiree, Chelsea, Angela, maybe even Seb and Jenna. Like, it seems like she can pull more people than maybe Wendell and Dominic can. She doesn't have the connection with Laurel and with Donathan because she's, you know, she's made it very clear she doesn't want to work with, you know, anybody on that evil Malolo. But I think that nobody's looking at her as like a threat right now. And they're also not going to look at her as an easy vote because she's gone to Ghost Island so many times. Like Desiree, if she were to go home this week, she'd be going home because why try to put the votes on Kellen and then have her end up playing idol or playing something to save herself? And then you're like, oh no, she's, you know, now she knows that we were coming after her, and then she can, you know, who knows? She's going to jump ship from us, you know?
Yeah, Kellen, where did I put Kellen? Wow. Oh, I already did Kellen M2. I'm losing my mind. Yeah, I mean, we actually both have Kellen pretty high up, and I actually had her floating down at the bottom for a little while, but I think she does have some staying power. She's definitely the leader of this, like, Navidi Girls Alliance. I think you're right. I don't think people are scared of her, and she did win that first immunity challenge, and look how many people are talking about it. Not many, which is perfect. All right, for Purple Kelly's number three, she has Jenna at number three in her power rankings.
I like how, just so everybody knows, the power rankings, because of last week, Chris and I both had Libby in spot 12. Alexa had it in spot 11. So Alexa's actually a point behind the survivors right now, but it looks like the way this is going, this could actually really work out in Alexa's favor here. Where
this is just how I planned it.
This is just how she planned it. I'm thinking so.
Yeah, and also, for those of you who are listening on iTunes, I'm not really sure how many listened on iTunes versus YouTube. I literally have a piece of paper with everyone's names on it, and I'm closing my eyes and just stabbing the paper, and that is who gets it. So Jenna is at number three, and I'm going to try to find a way to pitch this. I think Michael is target number one, and Michael and Jenna seem to have no relationship other than the fact that they started out on the exact same beach. Jenna was not there when Michael was losing Brendan and James and Stephanie. She wasn't there for that. That's when she was hanging out with Sebastian. So I think there's enough of a distance between her and Michael where she isn't seen as like the stray, you know, the stray bullet kind of vote where it's like, oh, if we, Michael might have another idol, let's hit Jenna. I think that would be like more of a Laurel or Donathan or like a Chelsea kind of move. Yeah. So I think Jenna has enough people to hide behind, and quite frankly, I think people are just not too nervous about her. So that is why Jenna should definitely be number three in the power rankings.
Love that. Love the way you defended that one. And people are going to be listening. This is going to be trippy for people who are like, oh my God, Alexa's like schizophrenic.
I am Purple Kelly.
Alexa's losing her mind here.
I'm having fun with this.
I'm going to say my number four is Dominic. He still has an idol. Or I'm sorry, Wendell. God. Mm-hmm. So my number four is Wendell. He still has an idol. I think like he's so likable. He was completely confident he wasn't going home last week. Like he was completely confident. He had no doubt that he was not getting the votes. So I think that like he is like set up here, like moving forward with this idol, with Dom, even though Laurel's a little skeptical of him. Who's Laurel going to pull? Like who's Laurel going to bring to her side? It seems like last week they had this talk about, oh, and the Malolo can get together. And the Malolo never was going to get together. That was just never going to happen. Michael is the only one who ended up voting for Wendell. So even though Laurel's a little skeptical, I feel like Laurel's looking at this as her best opportunity is to still go, you know, as far as she can until Navidi has to start eating their own and then get rid of Wendell. Because you have to, if you're this low in the numbers, you can't get rid of Wendell now. Because you get rid of Wendell now, and the next thing you know, you might be going home because it's like, oh man, like they found out I was a threat and now Dom doesn't trust me and all he wants to do is get rid of me. My own people don't trust me, so they're going to get rid of me. But if you stick with Wendell and Dominic long enough and then you pick the right time to cut them, then you can turn it into a winning strategy. And I think that right now Wendell just – it wouldn't make sense for Wendell to for Wendell to go home here because too many people would have to turn on him, and I just don't think they're going to. Plus, he has the idol, and I think he feels really strongly about people. Now, he could still go home at some point at Laurel's hand. We were shown that he's very confident in his relationship with Laurel, but I just don't think that it's going to happen this week.
Yeah, I actually have Wendell at number four too, and the only reason I have him under number one, because I've had him floating at one or two for a while, is kind of like what you said too. He's getting confident. It's not like the level of blind cockiness, but he is getting confident, and maybe it's just because we're being shown more of him because we have more reason to. But he went two straight merge votes with, you know, his name was kind of being floating around, but not really. And so that's probably the editing trying to trick us a little bit. But he did go two merge votes, and this one he actually did get a vote his way, albeit it was only one. He did get a vote. And he didn't play an idol. And I don't want him to play an idol because it wouldn't make sense for him to play an idol when he knows he's not going home. But we're just seeing a more built up confidence. And so I don't think this is his time to go. I don't think it's his time to go anytime soon. But I fear for the Laurel factor, because I feel like they wouldn't have shown us that if she wasn't eventually going to try to turn on him. So I don't know how he can do damage control with her or how much there needs to be done, but there is that factor floating around, which makes me a tiny bit nervous for him.
I think this is so funny. I'm looking at the live chat. I'm listening to you as well, but I'm looking at the live chat and it's like, wait, where's Purple Kelly? I was so excited. This really is terrible. I got to figure out what to name this because I don't want people to actually think that we got Purple Kelly. Oh my God,
Purple Kelly. Maybe like with the ghost. Oh, ghost. That, see, it's relevant.
Ghost, right? Wow. I'm trying to figure out what to name it because I had it named John Carroll.
With ghost guest. That's a mouthful. Guest.
With surprise. I'll say like with
surprise guest, Jeff Bro.
With surprise guest. And get I'll those say. Checks.
Get me those impressions.
Due to an issue.
I think you should just, when I post this on Reddit, I'm going to say with surprise guest Jeff Probst. So everybody clicks on it and we get all of the followers.
That's where we lose all of our followers.
Yeah. Clickbait titles. They'll get
Let's see.
How did Purple Kelly even have a Twitter now? I really want to like contact her. We really should have talked to her about getting on this podcast. I hope I'm doing her justice. I don't know her personality very well, so hopefully she thinks I'm funny and accurate.
Hopefully my description here works. Anyway, sorry. We're updating this live as we go. This is fantastic. I'm sure everybody will complain about it. Hopefully we can get more down.
You guys are so unorganized.
So unorganized.
I know. It's like everyone's been kind of hating on us recently. I think we've been great.
Give me the hate. I thrive on
Give me the heat. Okay. So Purple Kelly, also known as Alexa, will now be picking. My Alexa just got triggered. We'll be picking the fourth person in her power rankings. I'm not sure about that. Did you hear about that? I should ask Alexa. Okay. Ready? Laurel. Laurel is Purple Kelly's number four. Actually that kind of is a great segue for me because Laurel is my number five. So I think I'm going to talk for both myself, more for myself than Purple Kelly, because I don't know what she's thinking, but I purposely put Laurel and Donathan kind of right in the middle because they very well could attempt to flip this game on their head. You just kind of spoke to how that's going to be actually pretty difficult to do that because this Navidi thing is still happening. Whether or not Laurel and Donathan want to say that they're part of this group four, they still lost to Malolo this week. And at the end of the day, Kellen and Des are not going to see them the same way that they see Wendell and Donathan. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think Laurel's really smart. I think she's laid low for a while, and I think that was the right thing to do. And she's letting these other guys get built up. She's letting this Dom and Wendell thing happen. And then I think as soon as someone else says those guys are getting too strong, she can swoop right in. So I think Laurel's in a really good position. On the flip side, I am nervous for her because I think Wendell and Dom are getting really strong. And I think these Malolos are just getting decimated. And there's four of them left. So I purposely have her in the middle because I really don't know which way it's going to go with her.
While we're talking about this, we didn't get to do this at Final 12 or Final 15 because we've always had people on for the predictions. So let's do it now because we might as well. Why not just roll with it real quick? We can just pound this out. The 3-3-3, but we'll do it as 4-4-3. So we'll do the favorites to win, the people who could win. We'll call it contenders, pretenders, and nobodies. Like no shot would be the end there. So do 4-4-3 for this. Okay. I can start off too if you want me to. I think it's easier to start with I think we should start with no shot and work our way up. And I'll say the three people we're breaking this into 4-4-3. We always have to preface that because it doesn't necessarily mean that I think one of the people in the pretenders thing actually has a chance to win the game. But
you just have to break it out that way.
Yeah. So I'm going to say my three who can't win are Sebastian, Chelsea, and Jenna because we've seen nothing of them. Mm-hmm. Like Sebastian with his Lavi Tavi and stuff, that was fun. Jenna, she's had her moments, but Jenna and Sebastian, they're not going to win the game. Like their storyline is each other. Jenna's had a little bit more now, but she still doesn't have much. So I think the three of them, just based on how much we've seen of them, there's no way any of those three are going to pull it off. Even if they get to the end, I just don't think anybody respects their game enough for them to win. I think Chelsea, I said this last week, I still think Chelsea is playing the best game here. But she's playing the best game she can play. That doesn't mean that she's actually still playing a good game. So I'm gonna say those are my three for the no shot.
I actually agree with that three for the no shot. So maybe, because I feel like ours are similar just because of the way this editing's been, want me to go with the pretenders?
Yeah, go ahead. Do four people there.
Okay, so for my pretenders, I have, hold on, let me just do some quick math. Okay, my pretenders are Angela, Donathan, Dez, and Laurel. I think, and pretenders, I don't love pretenders because it makes me feel like they don't think they have a chance. Within that, I think I go Laurel at the number one, Donathan at number two, Dez at number three, and Angela at number four. And Angela, surprisingly, I think if it weren't for last week, I'd probably actually switch Angela and Chelsea. But I think Laurel and Donathan were getting a lot of content from them, and we were getting content even when they were winning. They are kind of the only duo I can think of off the top of my head where we actually have learned how they built these relationships and who they built relationships with, because all the other alliances are just Navidi people and Malola people who are desperate. So for them, there's at least some kind of storyline. With Dez, I don't know. And I hate that I'm saying this every single week. I don't really know how Dez wins because I don't know any, I don't really know much about Dez. And I feel like if she would have won, if she's going to win this game, I feel like we would have gotten a little more content from her at this point.
I agree with you on three of the four. So I agree with you on three of the four. I need to, for some reason, I wrote down the wrong person here. That's right, Desiree. So Dez, I put it at the bottom of this. Because Dez, we haven't seen much from. I think if she gets to the end, she didn't do enough. She's going to be looked at like a coattail rider. I don't think that she's got enough there. The one above her, I would put Angela. Angela had a great episode last week. But everything before that is just saying Angela's not going to win this season. She can eat really nasty food. They even played military music for her, which was kind of entertaining. But Angela's not going on to win this season. Above that, I put Donathan. He had a great opening, but this is actually Donathan is more of the Ken edit this season, or the scooping back in Philippines where you get a huge first episode, you disappear, and somehow you end up in the final three, and everybody's like, "Why did we see more of this person?" Ryan even had that a little bit last year. I mean, I know Ryan really picked up, but there was like a little bit of like a drop off for Ryan where it was like, "Wait, I thought Ryan would be getting like huge episode week after week after week." People thought they would get tired of Ryan. That's kind of how I thought I was. I thought I was going to get tired of Donathan, and I'm not tired of Donathan. So I guess they did something right, but like they really haven't given us all that much. And then I'll say at number five, the number one person in this section is Michael. I don't think Michael can win the game because I don't think he can get there. He's at final 11 right now. He has no idol, and he's the number one target in the minority alliance. How does he win? How does he get there? Are you laughing at something else? Or are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing at something in live chat, but also I agree with everything you say, and I think it was very sound logic and really well thought out, and that was good.
Yeah, I think that's why I think Laurel can actually win. So I'll say Laurel is my last person in the actual contenders region here. I think that she is somebody who can win. I think she has a better chance. I think if she gets to the end, she has a great argument. I think she's made really good relationships, and I think she actually has a path to get to the end. I don't see how Michael gets there. So I give Laurel the edge over Michael. Like, how's Michael going to get from 11 to 3? He'd have to go on a crazy immunity run and somehow flip the numbers. He's not going to be able to do both.
I guess for me, the way that I'm ranking this is they're at the end. What is their chances when they're at the end? So for me, if Michael gets there, I think Michael probably wins. Unless he's up against, like, Wendell and Laurel or Wendell and Dominic. But no, I think Michael's path is extremely difficult. I mean, spoiler, I have Michael at number 11 in my power rankings, which is smacked up in the middle.
I feel like everybody this week probably is thinking Michael goes home.
Yeah, which would be disappointing just because, I mean, at this point, like if this is how he goes home, yeah, it'd be boring, but we shall see. Maybe the Navidi shakeup happens.
Is this the real Seb in our group chat right now?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure.
It almost doesn't seem real.
It doesn't seem real because I remember with the.
There's like, no way this is real.
This is real.
This is hilarious.
And I remember when the first Chris one came on, we were like, oh, yeah, like Chris Noble is totally in our live chat. And then maybe it actually kind of was Chris, TBD on if it actually still is.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what his picture is. It looks like a person with a dolphin. So whoever made this account, if it's not Sebastian, did their research because Sebastian likes water things, so that's kind of cool.
That's good, yeah.
So anyway, should we get back to these power rankings?
Well, who's in your top four? We didn't do our top four. We got to rank
through. Mine is Dominic, Kellen, Wendell, and Michael. That's my top.
That's in that order.
Who did I just say? Wendell, Dominic, Kellen, Michael.
Okay, I do the same thing, but put Laurel instead of Michael. So okay. I think that Wendell has the best shot right now to win. If he gets there, he wins. He seems really confident in his alliances. And we see this like a lot in recent Survivor, where they'll throw this person's name out there, and that person never fears that they're going home and they go on to win the game. And that's just because they had such good relationships, they never had to fear that they were going home. Yeah. Dominic, I think an interesting final three situation would be if Dominic and Wendell sit next to each other, because it's like, who are people going to give more credit to? And yeah. I still think Wendell gets a little bit more credit, just because I think Wendell's a tiny bit more likable, in the sense of I'd give you the $1 million, much like Yule was tiny bit more likable than Ozzy. It's very minor, but it's noticeable. So I think that, and I think Laurel has the least amount of chance there. I think if somehow one of the ladies sneaks in and wins this game, it's got to be Kellen.
Yeah, that's a good point. But so Kellen and Laurel, I feel like they've kind of switched, though, and that's probably because of just the way the tribal council shook out. We get a lot of Kellen early on, and we kind of have gotten less of her, and Laurel we've been getting a lot more come merge. So I don't know. I mean, the editing has tricked us quite a bit this season, so Chelsea could very well just pull this out of absolutely nowhere.
Please don't.
Destroy everybody.
My number five is Laurel. My number six is Sebastian.
For everyone, we are going back to the power rankings now.
Yeah, exactly. So my number five is Laurel. My number six is Sebastian. I kind of agree with you on Laurel. I don't think this is her week. I don't think Laurel's going to get to the final three. I think something's going to get in her way. I don't know what it's going to be, but I just feel like
she could be the fire-making loser. That's what I think.
She could be the fire-making loser. I mean, that was Devin last year. It was like a fan favorite who also like didn't get the biggest edit you've ever seen, but like you still wanted him to win. And then I put Sebastian at six because, like, I just don't think this is his time. And if the Navidi are going to try to turn on each other, why are they going to get rid of Sebastian? I don't think Sebastian's, like, really, like – he's not, like, playing. He's there for the experience. So there's nothing wrong with that. I'm okay with that. Like, Ozzy seemed like – Ozzy was out there playing, but, like, this last time that he played, it almost felt like he was there for the experience again.
Just like kind of there to, like, clock into his job, which is hanging out in the ocean.
Yeah, so, like, I'm totally fine with it. We still haven't seen him fish, even though we were promised by Jeff that there'd be a lot of fishing this season, so I don't get that, but, yeah.
Would have been cool. And this goes back – I mean, Troyzan and Sunday have had two of the best ideas I've ever heard in this podcast. Troyzan said – get all those fun little clips and just throw them on CBS.com.
Yeah, agreed.
Just so we can watch them. And Sunday is a genius of Ghost Island. Where is Purple Kelly at?
Five and six. So if you want to, we could do five for Purple Kelly and six for Purple Kelly. And I don't know if you necessarily have to defend it, because I think people are going to get super confused.
Okay, that's a good point, because I need to defend my people too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. People are going to think you're the biggest hypocrite of all time. So I think
I saw something comments and I was like, oh god, this is Purple Kelly's opinion, not mine. Sorry, Purple Kelly. All right, ready. Her number five is Michael. Not okay. Great.
That's really okay. High. That's good. See, Alexa did that on purpose so that she can take a lead here.
Not going to defend that or comment on that. And her number six is Angela, which is cool. And my number five, I already said, was Laurel, and I have her tied in with Donathan, which is my number six. Purposely put them right in the middle. Donathan, my explanation for Laurel was that, you know, she's in this kind of secret alliance that, to my knowledge, no one else really knows about, which is a great alliance to be in. It's kind of like the Tobin Sheen's Exile Alliance, which unfortunately didn't work. They're in with Wendell and Dominic, but no one's looking at them. But I really think people aren't looking at them as the Malolos who need to go home, because they voted correctly. I mean, they were part of that split vote last week. So they're in some form of conversation. But what I do fear is that there's just this Malolo phobia. Let's say Michael wins immunity. Sebastian convinces everyone not to go for Jenna. And then all of a sudden, Laurel or Donathan goes home. Yeah. So I have Donathan down at number six.
I think the Durbel safe. I start to worry. I worry more for Jenna. I think Jenna's in more trouble, because Jenna has Sebastian protecting her, but Sebastian has no pull. We found out that Donathan and Laurel have Wendell protecting them, and Wendell has a lot of pull. So my number seven is Chelsea. I think Chelsea's very safe here. I think that she's positioned herself well. And if the Navidi do turn on themselves, I think they're going to go for a big gun, and the person who maybe attempts this goes home instead. Like, if Desiree does try to turn it on Wendell or Dominic, one of them plays the idol, ends up voting out Desiree as like a, hey, Des, like, don't mess with us. And she goes home, and it kind of sends a message to the rest of the group, like, don't mess with this duo. So I could see that happening. Chelsea's not going to be the one who makes this move. And I think for all the crap we've given Chelsea this season, I keep saying, I think she's playing the best game she could possibly be playing. I just don't think she's particularly entertaining. I mean, she wasn't particularly entertaining in the preseason. And I mean, that's just sometimes you get those people on. I know I got a lot of crap in the last comments where somebody said, I think you got 7 upvotes. Somebody said, not everybody can be a big character. Some people just aren't that exciting. Like, to which my response is, don't put them on the show then. That's my response. I agree with you. Like, you're not going to go 20 for 20 every season. But, like, you have to know what kinds of characters are going to work and what kinds of characters are not going to work. And I'm just going to throw this out there. What's the best we were really going to get from Chelsea? The best you were probably going to get from Chelsea is, like, a Michelle Fitzgerald-type gameplay. Now, the Survivor producers pretty adamantly hate this Michelle Fitzgerald gameplay. So why are you going to put another one out there? I just don't get it. Like, so when I sit here and watch this, it's like, you guys can give me crap for that and say, not everybody can be great. You should know this. You've watched the show for 36 seasons. But my argument is just don't put that person on then. And let's start with 18 instead of 20.
How did JP get on this show? I mean, to me, he's
very muscular man.
I mean, so is Chris.
No, you're right. You're right.
I completely agree with you. I mean, you bring up a good point with, like, Chelsea's top line could be Michelle. Like, if we get more Chelsea, we'd probably be getting more strategy from her, which, in my opinion, like, I would actually be very happy with. I would love to know Chelsea's strategy because she's voted correctly every time. So, mm-hmm.
I think she's doing right. I think she's doing
a very good game. We just aren't being shown because she isn't particularly exciting. And I don't need a season of 20 Chris's. But if you're going to put a Chelsea or a JP on the show, just give me something from them. I don't need to be, like, cracking up or hating every single player. So
yeah. And anyway. That's the thing. I get, like, you need your weaker characters to make the bigger characters even bigger. Like, mm-hmm. Chris and Dominic are made to look a lot better because Chelsea's out there. And, like, I'm not, like, ripping on Chelsea here. And I don't mind JP at all. Like, JP is, like, a perfectly normal dude. Like, he's fine. I don't mind that they put normal people on the show. It's just, like, if you know that you're casting somebody like that, at least edit them up. Like, at least give me something from them. Don't just put them out there as a number. And then when this person's sitting in the final 7, I'm sitting there going, what the hell is this person doing in the final 7 or final 8 or final, even just hitting the merge. It's like, well, what's that person doing? I get that sometimes people go out there and they clam up. I remember all the way back, I think it was in Palau, the one girl, she went out there and, like, they showed her casting video beforehand. They're like, what happened to this girl? Where is she? And it's like, I was hungry. I was tired. I know that that happens. I get that that drains people. Like, that was a big thing with artists back in Philippines. Like, he supposedly had a great interview process and he got out there and he was just hungry and miserable and tired. And I get that. That doesn't necessarily seem like the case, though, with Chelsea. Every time we see her interacting with other people, it seems like she's, like, in it. It seems like she's got things to say. It just doesn't seem like she has very interesting things to say in terms of confessionals. And if that's going to be the case, you knew that going in. I mean, you can tell when somebody walks into a room if they'd be fun or boring. Come on. You can.
Did you do your number 7?
Did I do my number 7? Yeah, I just went on an hour rant about Chelsea.
Yeah, anyways. So with that, my number 7 is Dez. I have Dez a little bit lower because she's involved in the preview drama. That's kind of worked out for me when I've done my power rankings the past couple weeks. I just don't – it makes no sense for me why Dez would go to the Malolos. Like I said earlier, she has been the one bleeding Navidi purple since day 0. It just doesn't really make sense to me that she would be the one, to spearhead this, unless Michael wins immunity, in which case, like, they're going to go for Jenna. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So what I fear for her is if she does decide to just flip the game on its head, word is going to come back to her, and then she's the one who goes home. That's how I also envision this going. If Jenna doesn't go home, I think it very well could be Dez, because she might be not coming in too hot, but those Malolos, they have no allegiance. Like, if someone's not, if they don't get to go home, then it's a win for them. So they can say, Dez approached us. She hates you guys. Send her home. That is something that I think very well could happen this week.
Yeah, I have Dez lower than you. I actually have Angela number 8.
Wow. I'll
talk about my final 3 after that. I think Angela had a great episode last week. I was talking to other friends who watch Survivor family. They all loved Angela last week. And they were like, awesome. I think it was Blake who was like, I only say Blake like as somebody you guys should know because he ran the org for us. So that guy, he was like, I've never done a 180 like that. That was really quick. Angela was absolutely amazing tonight. And Blake hates everybody. I mean, that's his thing. That's what he likes to do. So for him to come out there and, like, say he did a huge 180 on Angela, like, that's big news. I think Angela had a great episode. I think she was really fun. I mean, she has become the most gifable character on this season, which is also very fun. That poor girl.
That's a rough
really
pick.
It comes down to that poor slug. But anyway, so Angela, is I think she's in a decent spot. It doesn't seem like it seems like last week she was trying to start some stuff and she wasn't necessarily like able to get everything started. She was walking around everybody and it made like Kellen mad and all that, but it kind of seemed like it was also correct, you know? Mm-hmm. So like I'm okay with Angela this week. I think she's going to make it through. And I think that we're going to see a Michael Jenner Dez go home.
Yeah, very well could be. With Angela, I have Angela a wee bit lower. I go with Chelsea at number 8. I think, and all I have written down is stray bullet question mark. So I don't know. I really don't know what to do about Chelsea. We've already spoken about her at length, probably more than any other podcast has spoken about Chelsea. So good on us for talking about her that way. I don't know. I mean, if we're going to give some credence to this preview, like Dez and Chelsea, we know are super tight. So they could be saying, okay, Dez is stirring things up. Let's hit Chelsea. I just don't, it doesn't make sense because even if she's a final tribal council loser, we'd be getting more from her because at least she'd be getting to the end. Like people, I was at a party with my cousins last night and they had no idea who Chelsea was. They've been watching the season. They're no like super fans. They couldn't come up with their name. There, people just don't know who Chelsea is.
Yeah, but Tenorelli had the same thing happen to her back in Redemption Island. I think she had like 8 confessionals all season. So maybe not, you know, because it's the same type of character where it's the younger girl who's quiet, you know, isn't the most exciting. And I'm not even saying like I don't even feel like Chelsea's like bikini, like oh, we're just putting her on there because a hot girl in a bikini. Because I think that they really expected something else from Chelsea on the season. Jeff was very high on Chelsea before the season, which made no sense to me because I wasn't. And if I'm not high on them, then nobody should be high on them. But I was just really surprised. Jeff spoke very highly of her. And I just don't think that we've seen the duplicity that they thought that she was going to have there. So I don't know. Okay. Speaking of, since we're on Chelsea here, let's kill Purple Kelly here. Let's get all of this out of the way.
Kill her.
Because as great of an idea as this was, it's old. So let's kill it.
Let's kill Purple Kelly. Things that definitely should not be said on a Survivor podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Let's actually kill her. We're killing her in the sense that Joe Manna has a tribe. So.
Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. Ready? Yeah. I don't know what number 1, but it's
7.
Donovan.
Okay.
And then it's Dez.
I think that you're just poking that paper. 9.
And then it's Dominic.
Yeah.
And then 10. It's Sebastian. And Kellen is in last place.
Oh, yeah. Oh. This is, I don't know if Electra was poking that paper, if she wrote them in the order that she thought like they were most likely to stay safe so that she could catch up. I think Alexa's trying to play a catch up here.
I actually read a spoiler, so jokes on all of you guys.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Don't read spoilers. We hate spoilers and we hate people who do that.
Let me do my last two here. I got Dez at 9 because I still think it's a red herring, but I think that out of all the Navidi girls, she's in the most trouble. I got Jenna at 10 and I got Michael at 11. I think Jenna could go home this week just because I really just don't think that Seb has any pull, and even though he'll try to protect her, I think everybody's just like, yeah, okay, Seb, good one.
Yeah.
Go beat Tarzan and Jen. Get out of here.
Go make your Instagram account.
Can we talk about this Hollywood Life thing where it's like the two people you would never believe are dating? Did anybody actually click on it? Because if that's actually about Sebastian and Jenna, everybody knows they're dating. That's
I
not
didn't
surprising.
Click on it, but let me click
the
on
The surprising
this.
One would be if it was Bradley and Kelly. Like,
no,
nobody
Michael
should
and, Michael
that.
And Libby. Because Bradley and Kelly released her on social media. Mike and Libby posted a photo.
I saw that. Michael Nebby posted a photo, but like Bradley and Kellen are like polar opposites in terms of on the show. We saw like no relationship between the two of them except for like that.
No,
Kellen
it was and such a working relationship between them.
Yeah, but not like a hey, I want to make out with you after this show. Not what is it, the middle school makeout? Not one of those.
All right, I'm going to
If it's actually about Sebastian and Jenna, that just makes me laugh because that's just nonsense. I mean, we all
Survivor couple alert, 2 castaways from the show's 36th season have taken their island love to the real world, and they even have an entire Instagram page dedicated to their romance. This is awesome. Okay, I can't do this. Okay, I'm gonna kill mine now. I go Angela at number 9, Jenna at number 10, Michael at number 11. Angela, I have a little bit lower. This I mean, last week could have been her coming out party, and this week she goes home. I could definitely see that happening. She still has no clout. Like, she still has no social clout with the Navidis. I mean, she picked actually, Angela won MVP, so I already wrote my MVP spotlight of Angela, which was quite fun. And kind of like what I applauded her for was that she decided to cause like havoc with a popular target. Like, throwing out Michael's name is not controversial in any way, which I think is the right thing for Angela to do. But moving forward, I still don't know how much it brings her up in her like power rankings within Navidi. And then Jenna and Michael, we've kind of talked them to death. I think this could be Jenna's week. I think it very well could be Michael's week. I really think they're just trying to try to make it more exciting for us.
Who was LVP last week?
Wendell. Wendell got the LVP.
Good. That's your team.
Yeah, which is fine.
Also, did Vaughn send us an eliminator?
I don't think he did. Let me DM him real quick.
Let's see if we can get one from him. I don't know. I think this is a weird week because it just seems like an obvious Michael, and we've seen so much from Michael. And then last week we're talking about Michael saying like, "Ooh, I can't, like, you know, I'm only going to play Survivor once," and it seems like we're being set up for Michael to fail. But I also thought Michael was going to be the worst ever, and he's great. So
Michael is pretty great. He is great. So that kills our power rankings. You want to move over to? I guess we should have done the four, four, and three. At the end of this. So not to confuse everybody, but we're in too deep on confusing everyone on this podcast.
Absolutely. People are going to think Purple Kelly and John Carroll are both on here with us. Like,
just a whole group chat here.
Exactly. Rage. So we had nobody. We pretended it was Purple Kelly because honestly, that was more that she said more here than anything.
She did.
Took Sebastian. So Vaughn takes Sebastian.
Okay, Vaughn takes Sebastian. Do you want to go with the Survivor Eliminator pick? Do you think that you?
I think I can
do it. Like, we, you know, this is our game and our rules. I authorize you to do this.
All right. So who do I have left to pick?
Okay, you can pick Michael, Dez, Kellen, Chelsea, or Angela.
Oh, Dez was picked, so we can't do Dez.
Nope, you can't. Oh, excuse me, Dominic. That's what I meant.
Dominic. Mm-hmm. And Angela. I'm gonna do Angela.
You're doing Angela.
I'm going to do Angela, and if I lose, guys, remember, it's Purple Kelly, not Phil.
Yeah, definitely not. And Phil definitely did not already lose the Eliminator game.
No.
Okay, so my options are Jonathan, Michael, Sebastian, Wendell, Kellen, Chelsea, Angela. Oh, crap, I already chose Chelsea. Never mind. Oh, goodness. Do I take Michael, or is that just ridiculous?
That's ridiculous. I wouldn't do it. I don't trust him.
I'm going to take Sebastian.
You're going to take Sebastian too. So, wow.
No. I don't want to do that.
I was going to say, I could win it for the survivors this week if Sebastian.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Crap. Okay. I don't want to do Angela. Nope. I'm doing Angela.
Wow. So Vaughn could win it this week.
Vaughn could win it. Or we could. Yeah, this is not good. Ooh, this is bad. All right. So, that's it. So, I think Angela's going to survive the week. Vaughn thinks Sebastian's going to survive the week, and celebrity guest appearance, Phil thinks Angela.
Hello.
There it is. Yes, Phil. He's new. He's new here.
Yeah, you guys might have heard of me if you listen to this. I'm the one everybody hates lately. I'm really awful to Alexa. So Alexa.
Nothing.
I'm not going to let you finish a sentence because I'm that bad.
We're going to wrap this up now. And with that, so we will be back this Wednesday at 9 o'clock. p.m. Pacific time, 12 a.m. Eastern time with our episode 10 recap. We're getting to the finish line, guys. We only have about a month left.
Four episodes. I said five. I think there's five.
I don't know. I can't do math. I went through a hiatus where I wasn't writing MVP spotlights. I've been very busy. I'm sorry for those three people who probably read them, but I wrote Wendell's from last week. I wrote Angela's already. I'll be posting those as soon as this is over. And we'll be back on Wednesday. Make sure to tweet at us, Survivor Specialist. Like us on Facebook, check out our website. And
I want to give a tease because you were talking about how you're actually coming back with the MVP spotlight. Since I never did a five this year, I'm working on something for the off season that I gave myself a month to do. I'm not going to say what it is, but I just want everybody to know I wrote 1600 words and I only got through one season. So get ready, guys. We're going through all 36 of them.
And I see when you do that, I completely lose my train of thought.
I know. Oh, wait, well, on I told YouTube, you I'm awfully. You can't finish your thought.
I had my thought. So
I'm saying I'm not alone.
With that, go hit subscribe on YouTube. We're at 3,400. We're almost at 3,400 subscribers. Please hit subscribe. We'll be back Wednesday at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Good night.
I hope I get crap for that. I really do. I did it to get crap.